Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Picks podcast. This is episode 18, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fine, Dave. I'm a little bit under the weather, as I think you can hear in my voice, but yes, I should be able to get through this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we can have some little bit of excitement. We'll get some winners this week. As you promised, that we're gonna take a look at Gulfstream, and you have fulfilled your promises, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Yes.
Before we get to that, make sure that everybody is going out to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. On that site, you have our links to the podcast feed on iTunes, through our podcast catchers, and Google links as well as for Android. And make sure you also follow us on Off the Charts HR and check out all of our posts there as well. Our downloads keep going. We're really happy about that, and we really appreciate everybody listening. So I'll review the agenda. Steve's going to review last week's results, and then we'll kick into our Horse Nuggets segment. The handicapping changes is the topic. And as I mentioned, you've got five races from Gulfstream this Saturday, so you're going to go talk about those and give us some of your picks. So let's get started, and let's talk about what happened last week.
Yeah, Dave, so if you remember, we handicapped three stakes races last Saturday, and we had two top pick winners. Both of them were relatively short prices, but had you just bet the three races and bet our top picks, you would have got a return on your investment of 31%, which is still a pretty nice ROI.
Not bad.
And after kind of a breather of three stakes races handicapped last week, I've stepped it up and going to give out five picks this week. So overall, Dave, we've handicapped now 96 stakes races over the course of our 18 podcasts, and the 40 winners have been found in our top two picks. So so we continue to provide horses that are competitive and are winning within our top two selections. So again, Dave, overall pretty good, successful podcast venture so far through 18 episodes.
Absolutely. So with that, let's go on to the Horse Nuggets segment. You're going to talk about handicapping changes, and you've always intrigued me on this because you've helped me along looking at a lot of these different things, these scenarios that happen and changes with a horse before you make a decision on which one you're going to pick. So go ahead and give us some of your tips on handicapping changes.
Yeah, Dave. And in fact, when I started thinking about what the Horse Nuggets segment was going to be for this week, I just started thinking about how I look at the past performances once I've downloaded them, and some of the things that I like to do. And so what I do, Dave, is I have a tendency to circle things that I see in the past performances that I find to be a positive, and I underline things that I think are negative or something that is not going to be helpful or improve the horse in the race that's coming up. So, as a handicapper, I like to, and I have been trying to through this Horse Nuggets segment, pass on to the listeners, ways to help them improve their handicapping. I've never wanted this podcast just to be a picking winners podcast, though it is something we do. I also have intended this to be educational and to help people become better handicappers themselves. So one of the things that I like to do is when I look at a race, I like to go through every horse and circle the things that I think are a positive and underline things that I think are a negative. And most of those things revolve around changes. And if you want to try to find a rational reason for playing a particular horse in a particular race, especially ones that are have nice parimutuel odds, one of the ways to identify those horses is just to look at what's different today than what happened to the horse the previous race or the previous few races. So I've just listed here a number of the changes that I think are significant enough to to circle. So one of the first ones I put down, I just wrote down equipment, positive equipment changes. So for me, that's usually either blinkers on or blinkers off, or blinkers on for the first time, because, you know, that kind of equipment change can have a significant impact on the horse improving in this particular start. Another thing that I like to circle and identify is Lasix for the first time. So horses that are getting the bleeder medication Lasix, I like to circle that and make sure that I consider the fact that that can have a tremendous impact on a horse and may change the horse's performance in a positive way in this particular race. I also like to look at distance changes. So horses that are either going short to long or long to short. So sprint to route or route to sprint, another change that could have an impact on how a horse races this particular day. Also in the past performances, Dave, there's always a little comment section at the very end of the past performances. And I like to circle places where it shows that the horse had race trouble the last time, either stumbled, pulled up, blocked, because again, that's what happened the last time the horse raced. And if the horse doesn't do it this time, that could have a significant impact on the horse's performance. I also try to identify either advantageous or disadvantageous post positions. So horses who got stuck far out in post positions. So if they were out in the 10 hole, 11, 12 hole, a lot of times, sometimes even like the 14 or 15 post position and they're moving inside. I want you to think about how much shorter a horse has to run when he gets to move inside. The distance that a horse has to travel is a lot less. So I like to circle positive post position changes as well as underline negative post position changes. I also circle class drops. So horses that are dropping in class, could have a significant advantage in their performance just based on the fact that they're racing against easier company today than they were the last time. And then finally, Dave, the other changes that I like to either underline or circle are the trainer changes or the jockey changes, either positive or negative, right? A horse going from a very low percentage trainer to a high percentage trainer, jockey changes from a relatively unknown or not a high percentage jockey to a high percentage jockey, and then vice versa. So I know a lot of really successful horse players who base their whole handicapping strategy off the changes and the changes that are taking place to the horses in the particular race they're looking at. So I wanted to identify those things for the listeners, and then I also wanted to kind of paint a picture for them about what they need to do either with their paper copy of the past performances with a pen or their online copy with on an iPad, being able to either circle or underline positive or negative changes for a given horse in a given race. So that's what I meant by handicapping changes.
Great. And those are some good tips. And like I said, you taught me a lot with that, looking at those different scenarios. And it's always good to look at it when you're making your choices on horses. With that, let's move on to your picks for this week. This is at Gulfstream Park this Saturday on 12/16. And you've got five races we're going to kick through here. The first race here is the fifth race. It's a one-mile race. It's a grade three, the 39th running of the Rampart. It's a $100,000 purse. It's got fillies and mares, three-year-olds on upper. And I did notice a lot of New York jockeys are going to be out there this weekend too.
Yeah, Dave, actually, a lot of those guys just go down to Florida for at least the early and mid portion of the Gulfstream Championship meet, which is, taking place down there right now. So you'll see, a lot of the New York trainers and jockeys have gone down there to get some warmth and race in some good races. And in fact, these five races at Gulfstream are all grade three races. And I did do a weather check on the weather at Gulfstream, which is supposed to be beautiful over the weekend and the right. days prior. So we should get a fast track and a firm turf course. So let's take a look at this fifth race, Dave. My my top selection in this fifth race is the six horse. The six horse is Nonamella. Todd Pletcher trains. Javier Castellano is the jockey. I did a little trainer stat analysis on Pletcher and Castellano at Gulfstream. They, when they team up together, they're 41% at Gulfstream in graded stakes in route races. So, so this is, you know, this is a pretty good combination. Most people think of Pletcher and Velasquez as the more deadly combination, but actually Javier does ride a lot of winners for Todd, and especially in these graded stakes races. This is a three-year-old filly, a $310,000 purchase. I did circle that race at Monmouth on July 2nd of last year. I circled the subpar 12-second eighth of a mile when she broke her maiden. Also in the notes section of the past performances, I circled the fact that Pletcher is looking for his sixth win in this particular stakes race. So, Todd kind of owns this race. Horse is coming off a little bit of a layoff, is going sprint to route, and in fact, two sprints to route, but, those are all positive, percentages for Pletcher when he does, when he makes that move. So my top selection, Dave, in this fifth race is the six horse Nonamella. My second selection in this race, Dave, is a horse I really like. It's the one horse Curlin's Approval. Curlin's Approval is 8-5 in the morning line. Happy Alter is the trainer. Luis Saez is the jockey. This horse clearly likes the Gulfstream Park racetrack, 10 starts on the track, 7 wins. Has a nice bullet workout at Gulfstream on the 11th of December. I did underline the fact that this horse was previously trained by Marty Wolfson, who I think is a really good trainer. And now this horse is in Happy Alter's barn. And though this horse did produce a 92 buyer speed figure since moving into the Alter's barn, the three speed figures since that move have been 77, 92, and 57. And if you look how this horse was running when this horse was in Wolfson's barn, you see, you know, multiple high 80, low, you know, mid 90s buyer speed figures. I guess my point is I'm not so sure that this horse is will get better in this barn than it was in Wolfson's barn. So maybe this horse is not as won't be as good as she has been in the past. But you know, it is 8-5, and this horse does have you know, this horse has won 50% of her starts, so 14 starts, 7 wins. But we're gonna make the one horse Curlin's Approval our second selection here in this fifth race, Dave.
Okay.
And our third and final selection in this race will be the three horses, Lewis Bay, trained by Chad Brown. Irad Ortiz is the jockey. As you can see in the past performances, Irad's been on this horse every one of this horse's starts. This horse has raced 10 times lifetime, has won 4 times, has run second 4 times, and run third another time. So 9 times out of 10 in the money, has made $805,600 in her career, is coming off a pretty lengthy layoff, but this horse does show a few wins here in the past performances, and coming off of a layoff, and it is Chad Brown. This horse looks like it's like she's training well for this episode, so I think it's logical that we make this three horse Lewis Bay our third and final selection in race 5, Dave. So let's summarize race 5. Our selections are the 6, the 1, and the 3.
Okay, and now we'll move on. We'll go right to the 7th race. And the 7th race is, you know, 6 furlong distance. It's the 36th running of the Sugar Swirl. It's grade 3, of course, and it's also $100,000 with fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So I've decided to go and put a long shot on top in this race, Dave. I've got the 6-horse Girls Know Best as our top selection. This horse is 15-1 in the morning line. It's trained by Eddie Keneally, ridden by Javier Castellano. This is a nice jockey change, though I do have a lot of respect for Corey Lannery as a jockey. I don't feel like he's in the same class as Javier. Javier wouldn't be getting on this horse if this horse didn't have a shot. Notice this horse was claimed from Donnie Van Hemmel two starts ago. Van Hemmel is an 8% trainer. Keneally's an 18% trainer. Also, if you look at the ownership, Dave, you'll see that Eddie Keneally actually not only trains it, but owns it. So that always is a positive sign. This horse is a 3-year-old filly, so you got some right to improve. This horse is a speed horse. Javier is really good with these kinds of speed horses. This horse has raced 10 times in her lifetime and has won 6 times. And I think this horse just, you know, raced really well right after Keneally claimed it. And right after that, Keneally decided to move this horse into a graded stakes race. So I get the feeling that he likes this horse because not only did he claim it, but he also bought it. So those are all good positive signs. And we get 15-1 with a world class jockey. Also look at the Tomlinson for this horse, Dave, 441 at this distance and has won 5 times in 7 starts. So let's put the 6-horse at 15-1, Dave, as our top selection in the 7th race here at Gulfstream. Okay. Our second selection is going to be the post time favorite, Dave. That'd be the 1-horse, Dearest, 6-5 in the morning line. Gilberto Zirpa is the trainer. Edgar Zayas is the jockey. Horse seems pretty logical as it relates to being the 6-5 morning line favorite. Zirpa looks like he's having a pretty nice meet so far at Gulfstream. 5 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Out of those 5 starts, this horse has got a great lifetime record, 5 wins and 9 starts, and at Gulfstream, 7 starts, 4 wins. This horse is off a layoff, but as you can see in the past performances, she runs pretty well off the layoff. I want to make sure that I put this horse in our top 3 selections. And I wasn't interested in 6-5 when I saw 15-1 as a possibility. So let's make the 1-horse Dearest our second selection here in the 7th race. And our third and final selection, Dave, in this 7th race is going to be the 5-horse True Romance, trained by Timothy Hills, ridden by Paco Lopez. I have circled 4 subpar 12-second last eighths of a mile. So this horse can really get it going in the late stages of the race. And if, you know, there is a speed battle with our top selection and some of the other horses that look like they could show speed, this might be the horse to pick up the pieces. This is a mare. So this horse is 6 years old. So she's been around for a while. This horse likes to run in the money. Doesn't like to win as much as she likes to run second. As you can see in those 26 lifetime starts, 4 wins, 9 seconds and 4 thirds. But so this horse has a really legit shot of getting in the money and could win the race if the speed folds. So let's make the 5-horse True Romance our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, in the 7th race, Dave, at Gulfstream, our selections are the 6, the 1, and the 5.
Okay, then we'll move on to the 8th race. The 8th race is a mile. It's on the turf. This is a grade 3. It's the 33rd running of the My Charmer. Purse is $100,000. Again, it's fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Let's get your picks for the 8th race.
Yeah, Dave, so I'm going to follow up my 15-1 selection with the morning line 7-5 favorite in this race. So we're gonna make the 5-horse On Leave our top selection. Shug McGahee is the trainer. Irad Ortiz is the jockey. I have in big red letters on my past performances CL for class. This horse appears to be the class of the race, has been, you know, racing against, you know, some of the top fillies and mares. in the country during her career. Nice 4-year-old filly, really well bred for the turf. You can see those 13 starts on the turf, 6 wins, 3 seconds, 2/3. McGahey has, you know, really strong statistics with these kinds of horses. This horse is second off a layoff, having raced on Breeders' Cup Day in a grade two, as you can see, the Goldakova. So this horse makes sense, Dave. I really couldn't get past this horse. So let's make the 5 horse on leave our top selection in this 8th race at Gulfstream. Our second selection in the race, Dave, try to give the listeners a little bit of a price play here. So let's make the 9-horse Defiant Honor at 10-1. Jimmy Toner's the trainer, and we get Johnny Velasquez as the jockey. Velasquez, as you can see, is having a pretty nice Gulfstream meet so far, 30%. Johnny has been on this horse a few times earlier in her career. I've circled a few races here at Saratoga and a couple of races at Belmont. Did win one time with this horse at Belmont on October 30th of 2016. Toner is a 20% trainer on the turf. He's 23% with a layoff of this kind. I like the way this horse has been training. Take a look, excuse me, at those 2 bullet workouts that were up at Belmont. Maybe this horse will thrive in the sunshine and the warmth that in Florida. And I really like Johnny Velasquez with horses of this kind. So let's make this 9-horse, Dave, at 10-1, Defiant Honor, our second selection in race 8. And then our third and final selection, Dave, in this 8th race is going to be the 8-horse. The 8-horse is Gianna's Dream. Mike Maker's the trainer. Tyler Gaffleone is the jockey. One of the things that really stood out to me here about this horse was that this horse looks like she might be the lone speed in the race. So, you know, I think Gaffleone is a pretty good jockey when he gets him out on the front end. And I know that he's pretty good on the turf. I respect Maker in these kinds of situations, coming up off a little bit of a layoff. And if they let her alone, Dave, there's a chance this horse could go wire to wire. So I'm going to make the 8-horse Gianna's Dream our third selection. So our selections to finalize race 8, Dave, are the 5, the 9, and the 8.
Okay, let's move on to the 9th race. The 9th race is 1 mile and 1/16 on the dirt. It's the grade 3 running of the Harlan's Holiday. Purse is $100,000. It's 3-year-olds on upward. And let's get your picks for the 9th race.
Yep. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is the 7-horse. The 7 is Fear the Cowboy. Eloza Jr. Is the trainer. Javier Castellano's the jockey. This horse is second off the layoff. Has a really nice record at Gulfstream. 5 starts there, 3 wins, 1/2, and 1/3. So all 5 tries at Gulfstream, he's been in the money. Has a really nice Tomlinson at this distance, and excuse me, produced a 98 buyer speed figure at this distance. But I also just want you to look at the significant jockey change.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
To Javier in this race. This Jesus Rios is a pretty nice average jockey, but we're going from average to world class. We're going with a high percentage trainer. Loza is a 29% trainer here in 2017. And this horse is second off a layoff, which is another scenario that I like, as you know. So let's make the 7-horse, Dave, Fear the Cowboy, our top selection in this 9th race at Gulfstream. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 3-horse. The 3-horse is Destin. Destin is trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Johnny Velasquez. We had Destin as our top selection, and in fact, I believe might have been a Twitter selection over the Breeders' Cup weekend on that race on November 3rd. So that would have been the Friday of Breeders' Cup. It's a 4-year-old colt, so obviously in the prime of his racing career, a $400,000 buy. I don't know what happened with Santana on this horse the last time out, but you know, two of the three times that Johnny shows up on this horse in the past performances, this horse has won. So obviously Velasquez gets along well with this horse. And so this horse made sense to put in as our second selection, Dave. So let's make the three horse Destin our second selection in race nine at Gulfstream. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Richard the Great. Stanley Gold's the trainer. Paco Lopez is the jockey. Big thing that stuck out to me here, Dave, was just this horse's record at Gulfstream. Nine starts, four wins, a second and a third. Produced 100 buyer speed figure on this racetrack. Also has what looks like a horse that makes a nice middle move. So I've got circled that September 3rd race of 2017, that subpar 12-second eighth of a mile. And as I look at the past performances, it looks like that those eighths of a mile, either in the 12 or 11-second range, are pretty common for this horse. This horse is going to get a nice inside trip coming out of that one hole. And Paco, you know, always rides well at Gulfstream and has been doing it at this meet now as well at 29%. So let's make Richard the Great our third selection in the ninth race, Dave. So let's – to summarize, race nine at Gulfstream, our selections are the 7, the 3, and the 1.
Okay, then let's wrap up your picks with the 10th race. The 10th race is a mile. It's on the turf. It's the 40th running of the Tropical Turf, grade 3, $100,000 purse. And it's also 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race is the 4-horse. The 4-horse is all included. Todd Pletcher trains. Javier Castellano is the jockey. What have I got? Javier 3 times in these 5 races, I think. I've circled the couple of subpar 12-second last eighths of a mile this horse has raced and produced them both at Gulfstream Park. So if you look at the race on February 11th and then again last year on February 6th, you'll see those really strong closes in those subpar 12-second last eighths of a mile for this horse. I've already kind of mentioned to you about Pletcher and Castellano. They're, you know, they're just as effective as Johnny is with Todd Pletcher. You know, his horse is off a long layoff, but I mean, look at Pletcher. He's 33% when he brings a horse back after a 180-day layoff. His horse looks like he's training well. Has produced a max buyer speed figure on the turf of 103. And I don't know. It just looks to me like Javier might be having a good day on Saturday. So let's make the 4-horse all included our top selection in the 10th race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is Camelot Kitten. Chad Brown's the trainer. Irod Ortiz is the jockey. This is another horse with, you know, multiple subpar 12-second it lasts eighths of a mile. So this horse is another horse that's going to be able to bring it in the stretch. This horse is a 4-year-old colt. So in the middle of, you know, his best season, coming off a little bit of a layoff, Chad does 25% when he brings horses back between 61 and 180 days. And you know, it's hard, it's hard to try to beat Chad Brown in turf graded stakes races. And especially when he uses Irod Ortiz. So, so we're going to make the 2-horse logically our second selection in this 10th race. And our third and final selection, Dave, I'm going to take a little bit of a long shot here. I'm going to make the 3-horse Le Ken our third selection, trained by Ignacio Correas, ridden by Johnny Velasquez. We had this horse Le Ken picked as our top pick in that Bet on Sunshine race at Churchill Downs the last time out, the one that was run by Limousine Liberal. Sources going from Santana to Johnny. So Johnny's riding at a 30% clip. Source did produce a couple of pretty nice turf races. Once he came over here to the States, one at Del Mar and one at Keeneland, kind of raced evenly. But, you know, and those were, you know, there was the Shadwell Turf Mile, which was a great one, and the Del Mar Mile Handicap, which was a great two. So, you know, Correa's put this horse in some pretty nice, classy turf races when he brought this horse over from Argentina and then tried the dirt the last time out. Got a feeling this horse might like the turf more. And we get a significant jockey change to Velasquez, and we get a price of 15-1 on the morning line. So let's make the three horse our third selection here, Dave. So in race 10 at Gulfstream, our selections are going to be the 4, the 2, and the 3.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let's make sure you go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. Again, I mentioned at the top of the page, you have subscribe to the our podcast through Apple Podcasts. You have subscribing through any of your podcatchers through RSS. You can follow us on Twitter. Twitter is Off the Charts HR, where we'll be also posting any late changes. Steve might actually have an extra pick. You never know. But please follow us on Off the Charts HR. And also make sure you, if you are a Google Play user on your Android, that link is available there as well. With that, do you have any other comments before we wrap this up, Steve?
No, Dave. I just wish everyone good luck, and yes. And my intention is to have one more podcast before we get into Christmas next week. So I will be traveling for my my daytime job next week. So probably won't be able to do this podcast until Friday evening.
Very good. And also, I forgot to mention, if you have any questions you want to email us, go to questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.